This is Daniel Dickinson for UN News in New York. Saudi women will now be able to apply for passports. Those over 21 will be allowed to travel independently without permission from their so-called guardians. Other steps taken by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia over the past few years in advancing women's rights include giving women the freedom to continue their education and to seek employment without having to guarantee permission from a male relative. These positive changes show the kingdom's progress towards women's full and equal participation in all parts of society and are in line with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. But more action is needed to fully dismantle other restrictions. UN News' May Yacoub spoke to UN Women's Dr. Musa Al-Shehhi and started by asking her what those steps represent for the region.
The steps taken by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia over the past few years in advancing women's rights are commendable. Notably, these steps include amending the guardianship system to allow Saudi women to travel or obtain a passport at the age of 21, enabling women to register childbirth, marriage and divorce, and to be eligible as guardian to children who are minors. Also, giving women the freedom to study at university and seek employment without seeking permission from a male relative. Lifting the ban on women driving and also encouraging the participation of Saudi women in the workforce through the Kingdom's Vision 2030 plan and recognizing the need for equal pay for equal work. These are positive steps that will further advance the Kingdom's progress toward achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. We hope that the Kingdom continue on this path and make even more progress towards ensuring women's full and equal participation in all parts of society.
As you just mentioned, many positive steps, including allowing Saudi women to drive. To what do you attribute this great change in Saudi Arabia towards women's rights?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we are seeing a trend in the region where laws and policies have shifted, providing greater advancement on women's rights, including in Saudi Arabia. The Kingdom's Vision 2030 plan is aligned with the Sustainable Development Agenda. It recognizes the need to develop women's capability in order to contribute to the development of society and the economy. This is critical, as we know that women must be meaningful participants in the economy across all sectors and in leadership positions. If we are to achieve the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the Kingdom's Vision 2030 set a goal of increasing women's participation in the workforce from 22% to 30% over the next 11 years. At UN Women, we are hopeful that Saudi Arabia will continue to make progress toward achieving this goal. We also believe that the Kingdom is taking an important step in highlighting women's empowerment as a priority area to focus on its G20 presidency next year.
A joint statement issued recently by UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Privacy and the UN Working Group on Discrimination Against Women and Girls welcomed the positive step towards abolishing the guardianships. They pointed out, though, to numerous restrictions, including tools and apps allowing male guardians to extend their control of women to the digital sphere and to restrict their freedom of movement. Is UN Women in touch with the Saudi government to tackle those issues? Does UN Women offer any expertise or good practices in this regard?
Yeah. Yes, UN Women is committed to all UN member states in supporting the advancement of women's rights. We work with member states at their request to provide policy guidance and technical expertise. For example, earlier this year, during the 63rd session on the Commission of States of Women, UN Women and its partner launched a multi-stakeholder strategy entitled Equality in Law for Women and Girls by 2030. The strategy developed by UN Women, international stakeholders, and many other UN and NGO partners seek to fast-track the repeal or revision of discriminatory law in 100 countries by 2023. We expect to address the legal need of over 50 million women and girls over 3 years. This is just one example of how UN Women work with member states, regional organizations, and many other stakeholders to advance gender equality and women's empowerment.
What are the programs and projects that UN Women is doing to raise awareness about women's human rights in the Arab region as a whole?
Yeah, in Arab region, UN Women has a robust presence in the Arab region, actually. Mm-hmm. Our regional office for Arab states located in Cairo covers 17 countries. It provides technical assistance and policy advice to member states at their request, and also focus on implementation programs to advance gender equality and women's empowerment. For example, UN Women has a program dedicated to understand roots cause of gender inequality in the region that engages men and boys as a part of the solution. The program, entitled Men and Women for Gender Equality, uses evidence-based advocacy and capacity building to enhance gender equality. In the region also, UN Women also work with member states and the League of Arab States to implement the Women, Peace and Security Agenda. This work focuses on building regional capacity, ensuring that women's voice are heard in conflict situations, and highlighting women's participation in peace process. Mm. Furthermore, UN Women work with UNDP and UNFPA and ESQA to carry out a joint study entitled Gender Justice and the Law. Covering 18 countries in the region, it provides a comprehensive assessment of laws and policies affecting gender equality and protecting against gender-based violence in Arab countries. We believe it's quite illustrative in mapping each country's key legislative development and gaps in relation to gender justice.